People's Advocates, making radio great again.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Thank you for the Bob Marley, man. I've been listening to some Bob Marley today. He's kind of been helping me out. Join us on the phones, 844-967-2789. Got a little discussion going on here. The Megas, the RNC, is coming to Milwaukee for 2024 convention. I think that's a bad idea. Curtis thinks it's a great idea.
Bad idea that Joe Biden was fist bumping with an alleged murderer today. MBS.
Bonesaw
MBS. Now, politics makes strange bedfellows. That's a prime example, right? The president of the United States today traveling to Saudi Arabia claimed he'd never do that. And then you got guys like CJ just beating the crap out of Biden over the gas prices, right? Inflation. It's up highest in 40 years. So the president feels like he's got to do something for the American people. And he goes and makes a compromise with an alleged bonesaw killer, right? The guy that killed Khashoggi, or at least ordered the killing of Khashoggi.
Strangled him and dismembered him with a bonesaw. Yes, that guy.
Are you boycotting Biden also?
I am not pleased. Now, at least he didn't bow to the Saudi royalty like Obama did, but the fist bump is...
Did he hold hands like did?
Right, dude, right. I have a problem. I don't know. And maybe when you get to those that upper echelon of world geopolitical, you know, intrigue, they got a library or book of something I don't know about. But when you have the leader of the free world bowing and fist bumping and holding hands with despots, I don't think that's a great look.
I'll share the memo after the show with you, Dom. 844-967-2789. Jim from St. Louis Park, listening on AM 950, I suspect. Welcome, Jim.
Hey, Jim.
When you're talking about it as a choice, you know, your employees going on an unemployment line, you have to remember that before Trump was a corrupt president, he was a corrupt businessman who didn't pay people. And a lot of construction companies went out of business because he owed people, you know, whatever, $52 million. And he said, you know what, I'm going to pay $45 million. You know, go talk to my lawyers. And that's, he couldn't loan money in the U.S. and he had to go to Russian money laundering.
Well, Jim, there's no doubt. I'm sorry you don't have a great line today, but there's no doubt there has been alleged corruption against Donald Trump all the way back to the beginning of his history as a businessman. And he apparently used, what, scab labor and got Trump Tower built during a construction strike, during a union strike in New York City. But somehow he was getting the concrete poured. And it's always been alleged that, you know, he was in bed with mobsters. I'm not clear. I don't have any clear proof that that's the case. But, you know, if it quacks like a duck and they pour concrete during a strike in New York City, you know, there might be an association there. But yes, he has used the courts and he has stiff contractors and he has bankrupted business after business after business. So from the perspective of the city of Milwaukee, get the cash up front.
Right, big deposit, folks.
844-967-2789. Although the inauguration committee, I hear they had plenty of money to throw around. Our friend Joe from Madison, you've been patient. Welcome, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, you guys. Thanks for the spirited discussion. It's really important.
We got spirit. Yes, we do. We got spirit. How about you?
I hope you have some beers after the show. That's what I hope. So some wonderful beers. So I wanted to say, to add my thoughts into this discussion and to say that the old adage that when people show you who they are, believe them. What I have seen, and it's not just Donald Trump, I have seen a Republican Party that is absolutely A-OK with plotting a coup against our government, basically devaluing our votes. Devalue them and just throw them away. Which Republicans have come out against that? What do we have? Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger? They couldn't get Republicans to be on that committee, which is why they ended up with the J6 formation that they have, because the only two that would agree to come on were Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. The rest of the Republicans have been sitting on their hands. The 146 Congress that voted to not certify the election, our own Senator Ron Johnson running around at the last minute with the the fake electors trying to get the attention of Pence. It's nuts. And that we would be involved with this, man, it is, you know, I appreciate what you're saying, Kurti, about reaching across the aisle and trying to find common ground. And then I would offer to you that you took CJ's call, and what were the, you had been talking for the last 5 minutes about trying to find commonality, and he did not respond at all. He did not.
Yeah, but CJ is kind of an ass, Joe. I mean, he's not reflective of all human beings. Just
but he's pretty reflective, seemingly, of the megas, Joe.
He sure is, and I think that's my point. You know, he's worried about constantly, or he's sounding the alarm about inflation. You gave him facts that said inflation was coming down, totally ignored them, and totally ignores what is happening in this country. The right to privacy is gone. That right is gone, and they have just started on dismantling what that involves. I mean, for people with daughters, people with wives, you know, women in this country, it is going to be a rough road. It has just started, and it's not going to stop with women. It's going to be gay marriage. It's going to be a host of things in which people assume that they had rights that have existed, and they're gone. With right to privacy out the window, with this court endorsed by these Republicans, we are going to be in a world of hurt, and people are going to be real surprised at the things that are going to be blowing up. And I hear you, Kurti, about trying to find, you know, that's good for business and all, but man, oh man, I don't think it's going to be a good move. And I think that the possibility of violence, I won't predict on that. All I'll say is the Republican Party now, these days, is MAGA. Is it going to change in the future? I don't know. But what you're dealing with right now is MAGA. And man, they overtook our government, and then the people who weren't directly involved sat on their hands and did nothing. So that's my two cents, and maybe I need a beer. Thank you, guys.
Have to, Joe.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you listening, Joe. And, you know, when you said, when someone shows you their true colors, believe them. Something to that effect. I think Maya Angelou had the original quote. We paraphrase. But I thought you were referencing to Dom's occasional assishness. Get some of my nerves some Fridays. You know what I'm saying? Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates on the other side. 844-967-2789. Just be kind. Dom's a little butthurt.
And be patient, callers. We'll get you in just a moment. Yes, we'll be together in the Zion.
Lord, gotta keep on. I never went bankrupt, by the way. As you know, everybody knows.
Can you believe that story? Do you believe that?
And I'll go ahead and make sure you get another copy of that memo.